USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least three lives and forced hundreds of others to evacuate. Nebraska has been one of the hardest states hit with the flooding. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, tells Fox News.
So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors. Right now the town of Fremont that was just mentioned in your last segment, 25,000 person farm town, it's actually my hometown. It's in the middle of the plains and it became an island.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says on Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to confront emerging threats online. Nielsen also discusses a threat at our southern border.
We are seeing the spread of violent crime and drugs, the majority of which come into our country via the southern border, both at and between ports of entry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
51 immigrants became U.S. citizens during a naturalization ceremony at the George W. Bush Institute in Dallas, Texas. Former President Bush has a reminder regarding immigration.
Amid all the complications of policy, may we never forget that immigration is a blessing and a strength.
An expected Democratic White House candidate nearly made his big announcement in a Saturday evening speech. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A slip of the tongue by former Vice President Joe Biden may have let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States, if anybody who would run.
The crowd in his home state of Delaware cheering as Biden laughs, crosses himself and adds,
I didn't mean it.
Saying he didn't mean it, but there are reports from multiple sources that Biden has begun hiring a campaign staff and has told several of his close friends he's running. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Daily low-dose aspirin is no longer recommended to reduce the risk of a heart attack and stroke for older adults. That's a reversal of guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association. The new guidelines come after a comprehensive study. Fox News medical contributor Mark Siegel tells Fox News what you have to remember regarding this new study.
The message here isn't don't stop your aspirin. The message here is go over it with your physician and do a cost-benefit thinking on this and figure out if you should take it or not. That's what it always should have been. It should never have been patients going to the pharmacy and starting themselves on aspirin. This is a wake-up call for that kind of interaction. What's your risk of bleeding and what's your benefit from this? Between the ages of 50 and 70, it's still a good group to be saying if you're at high risk for heart disease, you may need a baby aspirin. So we're not going to take everybody off it. We're going to take some people off.
And for things you can do for your heart, Dr. Siegel says,
people should exercise more. They should improve their diet more. They should get their blood pressure down. They should lose weight. If we can get people to lose weight, then they may not need all these preventions. And then, of course, talk to your doctor. Nobody that's on aspirin right now should stop. But this is a time for more conversation on it.
And with no winner in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, the next drawing Wednesday is $550 million. If you were to take the cash option after taxes, you'd have $334 million left. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.